Well, hey there, Mama, and welcome back to the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast, episode 115. I'm Emily McDermott, and I'm here beside you on this journey as we work together to declutter your home, head, and heart. I always say you do not need to go to the Container Store, and I stand by that statement. However, today we are going to be talking about my five must-have bins that keep my home clutter-free. The great news is that you can probably use things that you already have in your home, and these are things that really help me with short-term storage and processing, not necessarily that long-term storage like your seasonal clothing or decor, sports equipment, and so forth. But this really helps with the flow of stuff in and out of my home. I cannot wait to share it with you. So what do you say? Grab the notebook and pen and let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Are you tired of all the stuff crowding your home, calendar, and mind? Do you wish you could say goodbye to the endless to-do list running around in your head? Want to declutter but don't know where to start? You're in the right place. Welcome to Moms Overcoming Overwhelm, where you will find proven and practical solutions to declutter your home, head, and heart. Hi, I'm Emily, a wife, boy mom, and simplicity seeker. I struggled to get pregnant and felt overwhelmed until I discovered decluttering could create the physical and emotional space I needed to become a mom. Now, two kids later, I've transformed my life and motherhood by developing simple systems around decluttering, capsule wardrobes, kid stuff, cleaning and tidying, meal planning, time management, and more, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're ready to reclaim the time and energy you crave, be present with your kids, and finally enjoy the life and motherhood you so deserve, let's kick overwhelm to the curb, shall we? Grab your lukewarm coffee, your notebook and pen, and clear off some counter space. Let's do this. Have you signed up for the weekly newsletter yet? If not, you are missing out because every Friday I share actionable tips and resources for you, my overwhelmed mama friend. So you can head on over to simplebyemmy.com/newsletter so you can sign up. Okay, let's dive into these five must-have bins. And actually, in the Facebook group this week, just a reminder, tinyurl.com/momsovercomingoverwhelm if you want to join. We are doing a 5-day decluttering challenge, and every day I am showing these actual bins in my home and how I use them. So let's go ahead and start with number one, which is actually a tray, not a bin, but it is a container to be used, and it is my inbox paper tray in my kitchen. Now, I use a simple one from Target. You can actually get ones that stack, and I'm going to link to one in the show notes just to give you a visual of what I'm talking about. But in episode 28, I talk a little bit more about how I use this for paper processing. So pretty much any paper that's coming into the home, whether that be mail, school papers from the kids, really anything that needs action, I put initially into my paper inbox tray. That way we don't have papers all over the kitchen counter, dining room table, wherever you have all of your papers right now. They're probably not contained. It's a great way to contain them. And then we have to make sure we have a paper processing routine to go with it, which I talk about in episode 28. My husband also has a tray that used to be stacked on top of mine. Now he has it upstairs in his office, and I can put anything that requires action from him in his paper inbox tray. So again, this is so important to keep my kitchen clutter-free. All right, moving on to number two, it is my art purgatory. This is for my kids' artwork and crafts and things, and it actually is just an old hamper with a lid that we don't use anymore that I keep in my closet. I talk about this in episodes 18 as well as 28, all about paper. But pretty much anytime the kids come home and they maybe drew something at school, or they have something, not just kind of your basic worksheets, but something a little more special that I think they might ask about, then I usually will put it in the artwork purgatory, and then I review it every 2 to 3 months or when the bin gets full. And as I go through it, which I talk more about in episode 18, but for the things I'm keeping, I usually scan them either with my scanner or with the Apple Notes app in my phone. And then you can also print out some of your favorite artwork and put them in a book using services like Archive and Keepy, which I've linked in the show notes. So it's really the way that I manage kids' artwork. And some of the things also go into my boys' rooms. They have cork boards in their room and they can choose things to display. So I'm always happy to talk about artwork and kind of what to do with it. But the artwork purgatory is a great way to keep things temporarily that way, in case you have anyone asking for something, you can easily pull it out without it being everywhere in your home. Okay, moving right along to number three, one of my favorites. If you have been here any length of time, you know all about the out of sight, out of mind bin, which I talk about in episode 48. So decluttering is decision making, but sometimes as we're decluttering, there are some things we're not sure about, we're not quite ready to part with, but it's not something that we know that we need, that we would display. We can use an out of sight, out of mind bin. Now, we want it to be out of sight, meaning that people can't see through it, especially curious kiddos. So you want to get something that's pretty sturdy, that has a lid that you can't see into. And I talk more about this in episode 48, but you want to put a sticky note on the top of the bin that says a date, 30, 60, or 90 days in the future. Put that reminder on your phone. And then you want to actually decide after that deadline has passed whether you want to declutter the things outright if you've missed something, or you can decide to go through it. But just remember, this out of sight, out of mind bin, it is not a permanent solution. It's delayed decision making with a deadline, but it can be super effective, especially to help you with some of those items you're really not sure about and you want to avoid some of that potential decluttering regret. Okay, moving along to number four. Now, this actual term is something that I learned from my friend Kelly Briggs, and she is at Simple Home Mom, and she calls it a go back bin, which I love. Very catchy. But whether you have a bin or a basket, this is essentially the stuff that needs to go to its permanent home on a different floor of your house. So you might have it at the bottom of the steps going upstairs and the top of the steps going down to the basement. And as the day goes on, you can just kind of put those in there so that you don't have to keep making trips up and down the stairs. And even better, what you could do is bring it, let's just say, upstairs when your kids are getting ready for bed, and then the appropriate family members can put things back where they belong. So maybe my oldest son has things that go in his room, then my youngest son takes the bin, puts the stuff in his room, then it comes back to me. But it's just a great way to keep your home tidy and also save a lot of time and energy, so you're not going up and down the stairs all the time, because daily tidying is super important for keeping our homes clutter-free, which we talk about in episode 35. And finally, we have the very important donation pickup / drop-off bin. So in episode 111, as part of our spring decluttering series, I talked about scheduling a weekly pickup as a way to stay accountable and to make sure that you're going through your home for things to declutter on a regular basis. But whether or not you are scheduling a pickup, maybe with Green Drop, or perhaps every Thursday you're going to be posting some things on Buy Nothing so that people can pick them up over the weekend, it's great to keep everything that is going to be donated in a centralized location, but then of course have a system around it to make sure that stuff is coming out of your home on a regular basis. Well, I actually have a bonus bin. Da, 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 da. And this is inspired by the show on Peacock, which is The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, which I have been watching since we got Peacock recently. And I actually have an episode about Swedish death cleaning, episode 65, which I will link in the show notes. But there is something in the show and also in the book that the show is based on called a throwaway when I die / just for me bin. And these are things that mean something to you, but you don't expect people to keep after you pass. So for example, I wrote a novel in fourth grade that's handwritten. Life has its ups and downs, and I have that in my just for me bin. This wedding ceremony, our program for that had the readings and the music and all of that. I have that in there. And any kind of small memorabilia and sentimental items that just mean something to you, but you don't intend to pass down. So this is a great way to keep those in one place in one small contained area. And it's a great way not to burden your loved ones with the decision about whether something was important to you. On Thursday, we have a very special guest, Jeannie Stith. She is the founder and CEO of Color Guru, and I've talked about Color Guru several times on the show, but she is going to be telling us how to shop and also declutter our clothing color first to simplify our lives. So I can't wait for you to hear that conversation, and I'll see you on Thursday. Bye for now. If you like today's podcast, here's what you can do. Just take 30 seconds to leave me a review. I know you're a busy mama. You're overwhelmed, in fact. But 30 seconds of your day makes such an impact. I'll be blessed by your words. They'll definitely make my day. And who knows, you might be entered for this month's giveaway. An Apple Podcast, scroll down to write a review. Thanks so much for your time. I'm so grateful for you.